Buzzjock Studio 1.5. Lots of cool features.
What's up, everybody? Audio Mo 24. Recording today on the iPhone 4S using the iRig Mic Cast with iOS processing turned off. Intro music by Freaky Foof at ONJ at ONJ Music. Alright, so today we're talking about iOS processing some more. We're going to geek out on some mics some more and some more tests of me saying, this is a test. So this could get boring. Skip ahead to your next listenable content if you're not into this sort of thing. But first and foremost, got a audio boo from Ricky. That's Caribbean blind man in, where are you? In the Caribbean, Ricky? Ricky wrote in about, called in about, booed in about, what's the appropriate term? He's a voiceover user, and he bought the iRig Mic Cast originally and returned it because it wasn't working out well for him. The problem was that he noticed that voiceover was leaking into the recording. Now, here's one of the drawbacks of any of the headphone jack-based audio products. So this would be the iRig Mic Cast, basically all those iRigs that plug into the headphone jack. There's a chance for crosstalk where, you know, the audio that's coming out to the headphones is going to bounce over and get caught in the audio coming in to the microphone. And the iRig Mic Cast is susceptible to that. One of the things we noticed early on when we were testing it is if you crank it up while you're speaking, you can get this sort of like robotic delayed feedback loop thing. It's actually kind of cool if you need a sound effect. If you don't want a sound effect, it's not so cool. So it doesn't surprise me. I hadn't tested this microphone with voiceover on, and it's not totally surprising that there's a crosstalk issue here. I still love this microphone, and initially when I first heard that feedback loop from the robot thing, I thought, oh boy, there's no way to really use this thing. But at its price point and at its, you know, design and form factor, I think it's worth working around its limitations, at least for non-voiceover users. You know, that robot sound, you just need to be conscious and I don't need to be listening to the audio that loud anyway. I tend to crank it. So you have to be conscious of that and set the monitoring volume for your headphones a little bit lower than you're used to. And this would then, you know, this is why the importance of having headphones that provide good isolation, whether that's over-the-ear headphones or in-ear headphones, you know, meaning that you don't have to turn it up as loud. That's good because that reduces the chance of crosstalk for products like the iRig Mic Cast and even the iRig Pre. In the microphone shootout we just released yesterday on BossJockStudio.com, the iRig Pre is the solution for iPhone users that are interested in using mics like the ATR2100, which is a handheld dynamic microphone. But that too is susceptible to potential crosstalk issues, so you do have to, on average, lower the volume. Ricky, thanks for pointing that out. I'm probably going to have to make a note of that in our roundup. So we'll touch that up tonight or tomorrow. I did run some tests here. One of the things that we're doing differently here on this recording, Apple Gain Control and iOS processing, whatever that, you know, the mysterious mojo combination of a high pass filter, a compressor, and a low gain setting, is also applied to anything going in through the headphone jack. So here we're hearing the closer to raw sound of the iRig Mic Cast set in its low position. The high pass filter is off, the crazy compression that they add is off, so it's more quiet, and you know, it's up the usage of it. I think it still has a very focused sound. And let's listen to some samples here. First, I'm going to do a side by side. I got loaded in the carts. We'll listen to, you know, the boilerplate test 1-2 in the iRig without the processing, and And then we'll compare that against the iPhone microphone. This is a test of the iRig Mic Cast. This is a test with iOS processing turned off. Check 1-2, test 1-2, check 1-2. Here's the iPhone built-in microphone with iOS processing turned off. This is a test of the built-in mic in the iPhone with iOS processing turned off. Check 1-2, test 1-2, check 1-2. Now, Derek Lane mentioned a potential need for, hear that pop? A potential need for a roll-off filter or some sort of a high cut, just because the iPhone's built-in mic tends to have a, you know, some high frequency response funniness going on there. But let's hear those two back to back again. First time we'll do the iPhone mic, then we'll hear the iRig Mic Cast. This is a test of the built-in mic in the iPhone with iOS processing turned off. Check 1-2, test 1-2, check 1-2. This is a test of the iRig Mic Cast. This is a test with iOS processing turned off. Check 1-2, test 1-2, check 1-2. So that's the iRig, and you can hear it's got a more, it's got a nice tighter response. It doesn't sort of have that high-end noise thing going on. So it's another plus for the iRig there. You know, I've got a rough, edgy voice as it is. So, I'd definitely make it sound worse with the built-in iPhone microphone. Something like the iRig Mic Cast definitely helps out. I think it makes it more listenable. Just for fun, now let's listen to, this is the iRig Mic Cast, but let's hear it without, with iOS processing turned back on. Okay, so this is the iRig Mic Cast with the iOS processing on. This is a test of the iRig Mic Cast with iOS processing turned on and a slight volume boost in Boss Jock. This is a test, check 1-2, this is a test. So that's the iOS processing turned back on. It's not as noticeable on the iRig Mic Cast between on and off, but there's definitely, because I think the iRig mic has a more focused frequency response, it doesn't dip as low or as high. It's more in the mid-range zone. But still, I think there is an obvious improvement that just things clear up when you turn off iOS processing. I'll play it one more time. This is a test of the iRig Mic Cast with iOS processing turned on and a slight volume boost in Boss Jock. This is a test. This is a test of the iRig Mic Cast. This is a test with iOS processing turned off. Check 1-2, test 1-2, check 1-2. It's a richer sound, so you get definitely a richness when you turn off the iOS processing, and the noise seems to go down, and those are both good things. But also, let's get on to the crosstalk with regards to voiceover that Ricky was talking about. Let's listen. We're going to do a test here with voiceover turned on, and we're going to start out with the volume of the output of the headphones. The monitoring is turned really low so as to reduce crosstalk, and I'm going to slowly keep turning up the volume on the headphones till we hear the point at which the voiceover starts to bleed into the iRig Mic Cast's audio. Okay, so here we go. iOS processing is now turned off. The iRig Mic Cast is set in its low position, which is best when you're speaking rather close. So iRig Mic Cast in low, iOS processing is turned off. Headphone is set to 3 blocks. Now I'm going to swipe through the cards. Now I'm going to increase the headphone volume to 4 blocks and swipe through. Now I'm going to increase to 5 blocks. I'm going to increase to 6 blocks. Seven blocks. Eight blocks. Nine blocks. 10 blocks. 11 blocks. 12 blocks. Card loaded, mic fader. 7 card loaded with IRIG test from production. 12 blocks. Card loaded with VO4. 13 blocks. Card loaded with iPhone. 14 blocks. Card loaded with iris. 15 blocks.
Card loaded with iris test from
16 blocks.
Mic fader. Card loaded with iris test of 03.
So I guess one way to look at it is if you wanted to capture the sound of voiceover for a tutorial, that would be one way to do it. Just a interesting, you know, quirk of the microphone, the iRig Miccast. I still love you. I still think it's fantastic. Let's try a real world test. Here I have the volume on the headset set to 7, and I'm triggering cards and talking over them with voiceover on. This is a test of the iRig Miccast. The headphone volume is set to 7 bars. This is the iRig Miccast in the low position. iOS processing is turned off. The gain is cranked all the way. VoiceOver is on. Test 1-2. Check 1-2. Now I'm going to kill the card. And this is the sound of the microphone. I'm swiping through the cards. Check 1-2, test 1-2, check 1-2. So maybe if I had turned down the volume 1 or 2 ticks, that would have done it. You can hear that it's just a faint voiceover bleed through there. Very faint, but you know, it's obviously there. So 2 ticks down on the headphones, 5, somewhere around 5 is where you want it. Now I guess for the users of voiceover, it's going to come down to, is that enough for you to do what you need to do? Your favorite set of headphones, does it work for them? You know, when you set it to 5 or 6, is it, you know, too low that you feel you don't have control over it? I mean, in my test, I could have gone much lower and still heard the voiceover, but it makes it even harder to hear the carts playing and hearing, you know, the balance of all of the elements of the audio elements together. So it's kind of a taste thing, and it's an excellent point. Ricky, thanks so much for pointing that out. It hadn't occurred to me, and it is an excellent thing that people have to pay attention to. Still, I think you can make it work, and I think the proof's in the pudding there. It comes down to the type of person you are and your preferences. All right, so we had another question coming in from Matt the Luggage. Matt in the UK, also a voiceover user, had a question. He asked, you know, we're trying all these experiments about iOS processing. Is that something people can expect to be in the app in a future update? I don't want to get caught in that trap of making promises and then we can't deliver. But that's what we're working on right now. We're testing this iOS processing thing, and we want to push out as quickly as possible because the upgrade is too good. So we have to deliver this to you. It would be a crime not to. Well, you know, you guys that have supported us here. So this is something that we made a priority, and you know, we're a small team. I don't code. Ed Filawad, who wrote the Killer Jam engine that runs Boss Jock, he's doing all of the coding, all of the heavy lifting. And so we really have to work hard to prioritize the choices that we make, you know, what the next feature is. But iOS processing, turning it off, that difference, the amount of just how it upgrades your audio couldn't be denied. So we put that at the top of the stack. You know, it's difficult to make those decisions. You know, you want to pick the stuff that affects the most amount of users. You also want to make choices that are going to get people to buy your app. That's the other thing, you know. This is sort of a power user feature, but you know, it's a deep feature. It's not the first. We wouldn't have it turned on immediately for new users because you know, the iOS processing helps somebody who isn't so conscious of how to work the microphone and that sort of thing. But just had to do it. So, yep, Matt, this one's on the way. We're testing now. No promises on a time frame. We're pushing as quickly as possible. And because it does seem awesome. His other questions about trimming the silence, some sort of a sync start. That's something we actually do. When you export in a recording that has a big chunk of space in the beginning or the end, since version 1.5, when you export it, prior to compression, we trim the silence in the beginning and the end. So that, you know, so you should not be so worried, about that silence in the beginning or the end, because we're going to cut it off. We just chop it off automatically, brute force, before it gets sent out to whatever format you're exporting to. Audio Boo, we're always getting the request, wouldn't it be so good if we could have proper Audio Boo integration rather than Boo Mail? The thing that's holding us back there is that, unlike SoundCloud or Dropbox, they don't have an SDK that we can drop in to our app. You know, when you export to Dropbox, it brings up a screen that's uniquely Dropbox's. They made it very easy to just plunk it in the application. So for us to build proper Audio Boo support, it would take a lot of work. And, you know, we know there's tons of Audio Boo users, but again, it comes down to trying to choose what are the best things to do first. And Boo Mail works for the most part. Ideally, in the perfect world, they'd build out an SDK that we could just drop in. That'd make our lives easier, but they have to prioritize their choices as well. So they do have an SDK, but it doesn't allow you to... It requires that they do the recording. So we would be unable to pass the audio through that SDK. So we're stuck with Boo Mail for a while, hoping that changes, but totally hear you. You also had a question about time elapsed. If you, when you're scanning through, when you're swiping through, the last swipe after the pause record is a time elapsed feature. So you can get a report on how much time, how long you have recorded. It's the very last swipe. You also said another common request, a beep. If a cart's about to die, wouldn't it be great if it was beeping at you 5 seconds before just to let you know? That's for voiceover users. For non-voiceover users, maybe a blinking cart. That totally makes sense. These are great suggestions, Matt. Hopefully, you know, we've got a couple of those things covered for you. Please, love to hear... Keep the feedback coming. That goes for you. That goes for everyone else. I'm running out of battery power. I gotta say goodbye. It's audio mode day. What is it? 24. All right, we're getting close. Getting real close. Catch us at Boss Jock App on all the channels. BossJockApp@gmail.com is our email. BossJockStudio.com. The iOS podcast mic. Class of 2013 roundup. Check that article out. Love the feedback on it. We're gonna go out on Freaky Foof at ONJ Music. Bye, everybody.